This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Air travel continues to be difficult. Various airports have reported long wait lines at check-in counters that often stretch to the outside. American Airlines announced that it would be halting service in 3 cities this coming autumn due to the ongoing pilot shortage. JetBlue also reduced flights throughout the summer over staffing issues. A special tribute will be on display for the Surfside condo collapse almost 1 year ago to the day.
An art exhibit will go up in honor of the tragic collapse at a South Florida condo exactly 1 year later. The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says it's with a heavy heart, this installation reminds us that all life is precious. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
401k sell-offs have erased nearly $3 trillion from U.S. retirement accounts, according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. 401k participants have lost about $1.4 trillion from their accounts since January 1st. In a press conference Tuesday, soft on crime L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon walked out without answering the question of what he would say to slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents. Mr. Gascon at the start of the press conference.
So, first of all, I want to begin by saying I want to express my deepest condolences to both the Paredes and the Santana family. I know their untimely death has been devastating to them and to most of us in our community.
Slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents put his murder directly on Gascon's soft-on-crime policies for their son's death, as the suspect was out on the streets after committing serious crimes.
How many more lives have we have to lose for something to be done? This guy should never be out there.
The criminal that shot and killed my son and Michael should have been locked up. They both would have been here today. Both need to be recalled immediately. He's destroyed so many lives, and he's completely destroyed ours, and they're never coming back. And they're never coming back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Speaking of Bill, we got another Bill, and one that I've admired for so many years. Bill Gaither joins us, and we're going to be talking about the Gaithers, a legacy in music. Bill Gaither, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's good to be with you. When you said the upside down six, I thought it... interviewing Bev Shea when he was 99. I said, Bev, how old are you? He said, I'm 99, and if you want to turn it upside down, I'm 66.
Still a young man and going at it. I tell you, Bill Gaither, for you, the richness of your legacy, the history, the people along the way, you know, just even hearing Bev Shea's name, wow, what a catalog of memories you must have.
I've been blessed. To sit down with him and have him say, Bill, did you ever meet the guy who wrote the Old Rugged Cross? I'd say, no, Bev, I did. He came to our cabin door up and I just wrote this new song. I mean, pretty amazing.
Well, and that's the thing about, and here, you and your wife, Gloria, and, you know, one of my favorite intros was when Gloria was talking about, there's something about that name. And
that name.
When she introed that song, that to this day, I can hear it again and again, and, you know, tears go down my eyes, Bill.
You know... I met her at the high school where we were both teaching English, and she was teaching English and French. Mm-hmm. And we were drawn together because of our love for the Lord. But the second point of interest was poetry. And I don't mean just roses are red, violets are blue, you know, that kind of thing. But I mean her ability to see pictures in her mind and put them into words. Pretty amazing. And the notes she has written me down through the years, I've saved them all. But I tell you what it's done. I've written very few to her because after she writes some of those notes, I go, I guess, hey, I love you, babe, wouldn't be very much to do right now.
No, I can imagine. Bill, for you, as you started out in music, I mean, was this something that even as a little kid you just grew up with a guitar and a piano and just said music was going to be my life no matter what?
I was 12 or 13, getting up in the morning, doing the chores on the Indiana farm, milking cows and take care of livestock. Cold. Turned on the radio and there was a gospel quartet. It came on live. I mean, it was a live broadcast. That's back when the radio stations would have live talent, both secular, and this happened to be a gospel group. First time I'd ever heard about quote-unquote gospel music. And this quartet was so good, a low bass singer, beautiful harmony, a piano player that he was a one-man band show over there. And it just got my attention as a kid, as a, you know, as, I mean, I'd never heard anything like that. And I just loved the harmony. That got my attention. Later on, it drew me in. It was an art form that got my attention. But after I listened to it, I said, hey, they're singing about life-changing stuff. And then I got into the message.
Well, you know, that's amazing. I mean, think about that time that you grew up, of all the things you could have been drawn to, you know, as music was starting to get a bit aggressive and, you know, you had these different forms of, you know, the early days of rock and roll music and ever, you know, coming down through the airways and that. But God directed your steps to a life-changing message in music. Do you look back on that and just say, wow, this was, you know, so appointed by God that, you know, you just, it just causes you to just be extremely grateful for, you know, for God's desire and will for your life.
Absolutely. And when I'm asked by a secular reporter, they say, why do you keep doing this? You don't have to be doing this at your age. Why do you keep doing it? I said, for the same reason that I did it in the very beginning. Number one, I believe very much in the message. I believe there's a hole in the heart of America as big as the Grand Canyon that's only going to be filled up with His joy unspeakable that's full of glory. And secondly, I love the art form. I love four-part harmony. I know the Bible says at the sound of a trumpet, the Lord will descend. But just in case the trumpet player doesn't show up, I wouldn't be surprised to hear a male quartet announce the second coming.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, Jesus said, look at, even the rocks would cry out. Maybe they'd cry out in four-part harmony. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. We make a play on it these days because I think it's touching a nerve. The world, you know, is so divided. I mean, I've never lived in such a divisive time. And the elephant in the room is not the fact that there's disagreement on issues. The elephant in the room is we can't even talk about it anymore, you know, because if we do, it's going to cause a rift at the family Thanksgiving dinner, you know. But the harmony, I think the world's crying for some harmony. Let's sing together. You know, let's blend our voices together. We just had an event that we have every year, Family Fest in Gatlinburg, several thousand people there. And there was one of the girls who, little girls who had grown up in the gospel field, and she had seen some unpleasant things on the social media business, and it's basically some political comments. And she said, I was dreading to come because I thought it's not going to be the same after COVID. And I walked into the room, and she said, and I heard the harmony, and I said, it doesn't make any difference. So I believe in harmony, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, Bill, because it's the truth from God. And yes, we can be worried by what's going on in the culture and everything. And as I've been reminding our audience, you know, pause for just a moment and think about this. There's more of us than them. And we've got God on our side. And when you think about that power, you know, that is amazing. And you can rest assured in that. But if you cower and you don't make the first step to enter in, and we're told that, you know, that we go into God's presence with a sacrifice of praise. You know, that sacrifice says, hey, I don't feel like it. But I'm going to sacrifice myself and enter in. And as a result of entering into God's presence and praising Him, boy, that's life transforming, isn't it?
Yes, and maybe one of the most important songs we learned in Sunday school was a song that is, in fact, we had a little warm-up time before we did the concert of the night. There were about 25, 30 artists there, and I said, before we go out tonight to minister to the people who come in to hear what we have to say, let's sing the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. We are called to be salt and light and yeast.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Bill Gaither after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's an honor to have Bill Gaither with us. Legacy in Music, which is a show, is going to be airing on TBN on Friday, June the 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Bill, what an opportunity here. I mean, you've been sharing with your followers, with us, that love gospel music, and others who may just run into it by accident. And it's always such a blessing to have the groups together, the people that have come through your rich history, you know, going back into the 50s, and what a ride for you it's been, huh?
Yeah, I told Gloria the other day, I said, this thing's so exciting, I should go out and buy a ticket. Because I mean, to think to nightly meet some of the nicest, kindest, just good people of the earth. And they have been with us from the beginning. Gloria and I have been married now for, this December will be 60 years. Wow. And they've been with us, and they've heard us talk about our babies, and one of our little girls couldn't give up her pacifier, and they'll come up and tell stories that we told 40-50 years ago. And I say to her, the body of Christ is just a beautiful, beautiful body. I'm sure it got smelly in that ark 40 days and 40 nights with all those animals. But as Noah said, it was still the best ship afloat.
Exactly. Yeah, it was the original love boat, really. You know, you think about it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, I hear people criticize church, and I know we fall short, and we're flawed.
Yeah.
But it is still the best ship afloat. You name me anything better right now.
Amen. I'm with you. You know, for you and Gloria, again, this talent that you have brought into, you know, this legacy all these decades, Bill. I mean, in some sense, I mean, I have this feeling that these artists who are adults, they've kind of been like, you know, children for you. You've mentored, you and Gloria have mentored them and touched them in such a way that it has really augmented their faith and their walk with God, which has touched us as an audience.
Well, we started out as teachers, and the guys who, I say guys, it was mostly the vocal band day, but even our broader field have been very kind to us. And Father's Day yesterday, I don't know how many notes I got from kids, you've been like a father. So we can't help but be teachers, because we started out as teachers, and we want to pass this on to young artists. And I love to follow sports teams, and I love the teams that have what I call blue collars, members. No stars, no superstars, just a team that comes together and wins. In fact, I was pulling for Boston in the NBA playoffs. Just a bunch of blue collars who work together. And God can use a team anytime.
Yes, amen. Well, and that's the thing, you know, when you, interesting you should bring that up, because we were talking about that earlier, and that how, you know, when teams come together and personalities come together, how they complement one another in terms of completing them. It's like Gloria, the way Gloria completes you and you complete her.
Yeah, and speaking of Gloria, this legacy that they're doing, Gloria had just had an operation, so she's part of it, but it's mainly zeroing out on me. But I found myself saying to Matt, but you got to understand, I could not do this. And she is, you know, I met her at the high school, loved her heart for the Lord. Love, that's the first thing I love. And the second part, I had met a fellow poet. The poets in our lives, the Fanny Crosbys, who have given us Handel's, the Andre Crouches, who have given us songs Through It All. He was basically saying, the cancer may not go away, but through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. The great solid theology that's been, you know, passed down by the poets. And when I saw her and felt her poetic heart, I said, I need to get to know this lady better. And you put that in the love for the Lord. And plus, she was a pretty little girl, to be honest.
I was going to say, where did love at first sight? When did that happen?
You know what? That didn't happen. And I love to tell people like that. She was pretty enough, you know. But,
yeah.
But she wore those little glasses. She was a student. She graduated cum laude, honors in French and English and sociology.
Oh, wow.
I graduated thanks a lot. He got out of it. But, and I admired all of that. And I thought,
yes.
you know, that was all great. But boy, you put that all together and you got a team. You got a good team, you know. And not without problems, like Jeff and Sherry Easter said. Somebody asked Jeff, said, Do you and Sherry ever have any arguments? We've never had an argument, he said.
Yeah.
40 years of marriage, never had an argument. We just have moments of intense fellowship from time to time.
Well, it's like Ruth Graham when she was asked about, you know, if she ever thought about divorce, and she said, no, never divorce, murder, but never divorce.
We, Gloria and I loved her. She loved the videos, and she loved it. And I said, what do you like about them? She said, I love Mark Lowry and the craziness he does. And I thought, here's Billy, so serious all the time about the gospel.
Right.
And here's Ruth, loving Mark Lowry. I say, boy, that's crazy.
Well, you see, that's the tapestry of the personalities that God has created in bringing us together to answer and fill certain needs that we all have, because sometimes we can be too serious, and you need Mark Lowry to come in and shake things up, and that's okay.
Yeah, I thank God for the contribution that he's made to our lives. So.
Well, that's awesome. Real quick, just about poetry. What is it about poetry? There's just something very deep. And like you said, not roses are red or violets. I mean, you know, with real poetry, there's just something very unique and special about that. And it obviously, you know, touched you, you know, coming from Gloria, that she was, you know, had that kind of depth.
Yes, and when I do say poetry, the poet, in fact, I just talked to a friend who's a national TV newsman, very, very bright, but grew up in a little denomination, very emotional. I mean, you know, the crazy thing about the poets is the highs are fantastic, because, I mean, they feel, you know, everything in the room. But they also feel the lows, and the lows are going to come to anybody's life. And he just lost his wife last week.
Oh.
And he was talking to me about it, and I'll protect his identity here. But he's talking to me about it, and here's this very intellectual, sharp guy. Just totally broken down because he lost his wife. And I said to him, you know how blessed you are to have had an intimate relationship with another human being, that you felt things together that nobody else could experience. And as I said, I understand that because it's exactly the way I feel about this sweet lady that I've lived with for 60 years.
Well, Bill Gaither, an honor to have some time with you. Congratulations on an incredible, rich legacy. And, of course, it's going to be airing a Legacy in Music, airing on TBN on Friday, June the 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I know I will be in front of the tube and be watching and enjoying and being blessed by it as I am with everything that is Gaither. All the best to you and Gloria. Again, thank you so much for your rich history and for being so vulnerable and open and sharing it with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for the last several decades at least, we have been witnessing the attack on the family. Families have been attacked three ways to Sunday. And here we are, if we can pause for just a moment, because we have an expert, Dr. Warren Farrell, back with us, who is known for his book, The Boy Crisis. And he is certainly one of America's thought leaders. And it's great to have him back with us to address, you know, the fallout of all this, because we are realizing that our family has been under attack, fatherhood has been under attack, marriage has been under attack, and who've been the victims, the casualties of all this? I say it's been our sons and daughters. I think Dr. Farrell might agree, though the focus is on the boy crisis and as it relates here recently with these recent shootings. And we're going to talk about that specifically. But generally, Dr. Farrell, if it's okay with you, let's talk about the injury, the casualty of this war on families.
Yes, absolutely. It's, first of all, it's wonderful to be back with you again. I always enjoy our shows together. I think one of the best ways of seeing it is that we're blaming mass shootings, like in Buffalo. We blamed it on replacement theory style hatred. We blame it often on access to guns. We blame them on poor family values, on violence in the media, violence in video games, and on mental illness. But our daughters live in the same families with the same family values, have the same access to the same guns, the same video games, the same violence in video games, the same violence in media. And they suffer overlapping and similar mental illnesses. Yet our daughters aren't doing the killings, and our sons are. Yeah. And so I think what we've been blind to is sort of two of the underlying causes. If our boys are doing the killings, why the boys? And there has been, in fact, a boy crisis globally that has increased in recent years. And when you look at, but many boys are, you know, are perfectly fine and doing very well. Mm-hmm. And so what is there about certain boys that is not so fine? And what I found in my research when I submitted the proposal for the boy crisis book, I had 10 causes outlined of the boy crisis. And I was expecting to devote about equal time to each cause. But every time I did, I started to do that, I found that one cause dominated by a long shot. And that is basically that the boy crisis resides where dads do not reside.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
clear.
You see this mm-hmm. in the mass shooters, especially the school mass shooters. As a rule, dad deprivation is common to mass shooters, but it's more common proportionally to the school shooters. And the more intensely they plan and plot the school shootings, the more likely they are to be dad deprived. So, for example, in the 21st century, there have been 7 school shooters who have killed 10 or more people. 6 of them we know the family backgrounds on. All 6 of them, including the most recent one in Texas, all 6 of them were boys and dad-deprived boys. And so, and the last one is a really good example, the last one in Uvalde. Mm-hmm. The boy very rarely saw his father. He lived with his mother. He got into huge fights with his mother, so he went on to live with his grandmother. He was bullied. He had speech impediments. He got into a fight with his grandmother when he dropped out of school. I imagine the fight was probably about, you know, dropping out of school, not doing his homework, all those types mm-hmm. of things.
Right.
These are very common characteristics to dad-deprived boys. And so with all those vulnerabilities, obviously when a boy doesn't do well, and he's in his teenage years, girls are not attracted to losers. They're attracted mm-hmm. to winners.
Yeah.
And so what he's experiencing, if we put the shoe on the other foot, what he's experiencing is this rejection from females sexually. But it's even more important that he feels rejected in a relationship wise. If a guy is tall and handsome, he may and he's a dropout, he may have a sexual relationship, but in the final analysis, young women will reject him, especially if they're interested in having children.
Right.
And so when boys are going around with a speech impediment, being bullied, as this boy in Texas was, dropping out of high school, what you can see there is this enormous vulnerability, this like, I am nothing. And mm-hmm. so the guns then become a magnifier for that. The boys like this, they will try to find guns as powerful as they can to compensate for their feelings of powerlessness.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if they feel like they're nothing, I got to be something somewhere, somehow. And just as this young man in Uvalde did, I mean, he was looking for his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, exactly. And you saw this. I mean, this is not just a theory on
right.
or in my part. But you saw this in the fact that he was putting pictures of him with his guns on TikTok and on Instagram. But he was also had this a woman he hadn't really even met, but just had some visionary contact with. She did exist. Her name was Anita, and she was his quasi-imaginary girlfriend. And he would say to her in text, he would say to her, just, you know, pay attention to me, watch me, I'm going to be something, I'm going to stand out, you're going to hear about me. These were, you know, and it's so easy to see. I mean, it was so transparent, if you will, that you know, boys like this, they feel completely without power, and so they'll reach out for something that will make them have the illusion or give them that 15 minutes of fame, that mm-hmm. experience of, you'll hear about me, I'll
right.
be important. And that was also, this dad deprivation is not as common, but quite common to the mass shooters in general. Nicholas Cruz, that you know, did the Parkland High School shooting, Robert Bowers, who did the synagogue shooting, David Katz, who did the Jacksonville shooting, Elliot Rogers, UC Santa Barbara, and Dylan Ruth, the Charleston Church shooting, a very high percentage I'd say probably my best guess would be about 75 to 80% of the non-school shooter, mass shooters, are dad-deprived boys.
And Dr. Farrell, I just got a text from my good friend, Tennessee Bob. He reminded us that that the Uvalde shooter not only was bullied, but he was a bully himself. And I guess that's what bullies do, right? I mean, it's the circle of life in the bully world, right? You bully, you're bullied, then you become a bully, and it just seems to go into a cycle, right?
Yes. Bullies and the bullied have a lot in common. They both have low self-esteem. They're both feeling hurt and angry. They're both feeling that they're not seen. And that's one of the reasons in terms of it being, I'm very much oriented, the boy crisis book, when I did the research for it, I made a promise to myself. I would not include a single problem that did not have a solution. And that I couldn't provide a solution for on the family level, on the school level, or on the legislative level. And fortunately, some of these solutions have now become the law in places like Florida. But more importantly, there's a need for, with the bullied and the bullying, there's a need for communication. And when I was touring Scandinavia, I stopped in schools in Denmark. They have communication skills training from first grade on. So you have the bully and the bullied talk to each other, not just to each other, but they're in a circle. And the class goes out and they play, and then they come back in. They say, "What happened on that playground? What were your experiences?" And the bully says, "I feel, I felt bullied and picked on, and I really felt, I was afraid to hit back because I was afraid to get into a fight because he's much bigger than I am." And suddenly, the bully is seeing the bullied not as an object, but as a person. When you see someone as an object, it's much easier because it hurts less to be rejected by an object or to beat up an object than it does to beat up somebody that you see the personality of and you hear the heart of. And so when the bully sees that, they're much more likely to befriend the person that they've been bullying because they too need friends just like bullies.
Exactly. Well, welcome to empathy, right?
Welcome to empathy, yes. And it's
exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Farrell after this. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'll tell you, so gracious, and I should say grateful to have Dr. Warren Farrell back with us, the author of The Boy Crisis. It was 4 years ago when Dr. Farrell and I connected because of his book, The Boy Crisis, and and instantly we bonded. There was just so much that connected us. His concern for boys, and it's quite interesting. Just to give you a little bit of a background here for those that are maybe hearing Dr. Farrell for the first time and going, where has this genius been hiding? You know, and you have heard nothing yet because we're going to be talking about some practical solutions, and you're going to have the same question I have. Is because of all this empirical evidence and research that he has done on behalf of boys and girls and the families, and he's presented to the government, and President Trump had him there at the White House on several occasions. He was a thought leader to help address and offer some practical solutions to what's happening in our country. And it's interesting that in the modern era he is regarded as the head, the leader of the men's movement. But for Dr. Farrell, it started with his involvement with the women's movement. Right, Dr. Farrell?
You're absolutely right. I was on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City for 3 years and spoke all around the world on women's issues and the importance of secure men being able to understand the value of women who were independent and were their own person and spoke up and spoke forthrightly. And so, but at that point in time, even though there was a lot of criticism of men, the women's movement's emphasis seemed to be on "I am," the Helen Reddy song, "I am woman, I am strong." Yeah. And more recently, it's been focused more on "I am woman, I've been wronged." And and when women portray themselves, or when feminists portray women as victims, that is not helping women. Women, people do not respect people who own victimhood as a fine art.
Well, explain to our audience, if you would, for just a moment, because I love this story that you shared with me as to what caused your focus to start looking at boys. And you said, you got daughters. I mean, you said earlier, you have daughters. And you realize, hey, I got daughters, and they need to marry men.
if we're not fortifying the boys and we're not fortifying, in you know, the gene pool of where my daughters are going to draw from, I mean, heaven help them. Heaven help us, you know?
I mean,
right?
it is so like obvious in a sense. I mean, you know, our daughters are not searching for losers.
Yes.
They're searching for guys, you know,
guys
who are strong guys, who are healthy guys, who are productive, who have good emotional skills and so on. So, you know, we're all in the same family boat. When only one sex wins, both sexes lose.
Exactly.
So this idea of, you know, women this and, you know, go girls, the future is female. Imagine being a boy if you have a son. And I talked to many, many high school boys. And I asked them openly, boys who don't know who I am, I say, talk to me a little bit about what you hear in school about yourself as a boy and girls and so on. And they almost all come up with, I hear a lot about toxic masculinity. I'm told to sort of take, that I can't be very careful about taking sexual initiatives. I could be a sexual harasser. On the other hand, I look around and the guys that are the most successful with women are the ones that do take a lot of sexual initiatives. But you know, when I pay attention to the rules, I'm told I'm called a wimp and I'm invisible to the girls that I really like. And they're told that they, you know, not only about the toxic masculinity, but that you have male privilege, you have male power. And I feel like and you're part of the patriarchy. And there's all these negative things that they're hearing about themselves. And, you know, when a boy hears constantly some version of, you know, the future is female, that doesn't bode well for his image of him in his future. And so a lot of fathers, you know, it used to be that fathers really wanted sons, and they still do really want sons. However, when you ask a father, you know, given what the story is in the world, you know, would you prefer to have a son or a daughter? Now, a significant percentage, I think it's 82% of fathers say they would rather have a daughter, not because they don't want a son, but because they know the world is better for girls right now. And that is sad. It's sad it was sad when it used to be that way, when it was more reversed. Fathers wanted daughters. You know, this is a world that should be, you know, we talk about, or President Biden talks about diversity, equity, and inclusion, but this is not about diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is about exclusion. And,
exactly.
And even the Gender Policy Council that President Biden formed, even the Gender Policy Council, even though the motto of the Biden administration is diversity, equity, and inclusion, the Gender Policy Council excludes boys and it excludes men.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy and the pain I feel for this is just so great. You know, I'm fortunate that states like Florida, the Chris Sprouse, who was the Speaker of the House in Florida, read The Boy Crisis, and he found it was very helpful in for him and his wife raising their sons. He has three sons. And he gave the boy crisis to this, to the head of, the Democratic and the Republican head of the House, that was handling family issues. They ended up drawing up a $75 million bill to get fathers more involved in the families. And what I'm happiest about is that bill was voted for by every single Republican and every single Democrat.
Wow.
It's that
obvious. I mean, that's the deal. And this is what's so brilliant about your research, Warren. Warren, I promised you that we were going to spend the majority of this time of this segment to talk about solutions. And again, here we are. I mean, that there's so much yet to discuss, and this is why you have to come back very soon so that we can pick up on this. But let's spend the next 4 minutes on the solutions that you're proposing for this boy crisis, for this this cultural crisis that we're dealing with here in America.
Yes. All right. I'm going to whip down this some ideas just so you get a hint. So, number one, the most important single thing any mom who's listening can do is to get the biological father involved. I'm a stepdad. I wish I could say that the stepdads were as important as biological dad. But kids look in the mirror. They see the half of themselves that's their mother. They see the half of themselves that's their father.
Yes, exactly.
They don't have, when they don't have their bio father around, they feel like, what is that part of me about? That's a long explanation.
You and I talked about that before, and the thing is that the biological parents relate specifically to the characteristics of that child. The child, even relating to the mom, sometimes, you know, the mom goes, I don't understand it. I see this dynamic in our family where, you know, my wife will say something about our children, and she can't relate to it. And to me, I'm going, why are you so bothered over that? I so understand it because it came from me. And this is what happens, you know, that the step-parent, who, God bless step-parents for stepping in and taking on this challenge, because, the odds are against them in some regard, because they don't have that instinct, that natural connection that comes from and that's part of the biological process.
Absolutely. If you do have a stepfather, if you're listening to this and you're a mom, predominantly a single mom, but you've married a new man, the most important thing to remember about men is that men step up when they're told they're needed. Just think, every generation had its war. Uncle Sam said, you're needed. You're needed to be willing to die. And men stepped up. If you tell a man that you understand what he contributes to his parenting, and there's a whole chapter in the Boy Crisis book just focused on, you know, what is the value of dad's roughhousing? How does it produce empathy? What is the value of dad's teasing? Is it teasing because he doesn't care about the child? No, teasing creates a whole series of ability to have social skills, of understanding nuance, receiving criticism without it, more like it's in a smoothie. It doesn't taste so bad when you're sort of teased and playful. There's so many things that dads do that, and I'm not blaming moms on this, because moms can't hear what dads don't say. And I'm not blaming dads, because, you know, the reason I wrote the Boy Crisis book was because no parenting book and no parenting magazine was saying, here is the value of what dads contribute. We now have the data to show that the dad's style of parenting combined with boundary enforcement, saying that if you're rough, if you hurt your brother, your sister, that's going to be the end of roughhousing, and then following through with making it the end of the roughhousing if they do that again. That combination of the roughhousing with boundary enforcement, the roughhousing creates bonds, the boundary enforcement creates postponed gratification. The child knows that it can't push its brother or sister around without consideration of the fact that they may lose that roughhousing, and so therefore the child does what it doesn't want to do in order to get to what it really wants to have, the more roughhousing. And so there's so many things like this that dads need to do their homework and explain with love and gentleness to moms, to know that mom's style also has an important value to it. The protective instinct can, when taken alone, can become overprotective, but our instincts, when not checked with a mother's instincts, they can go too far as well. Every virtue taken to its extreme becomes a vice. And so we have to... That's part of what needs to be understood.
Yeah. Warren, how much of this stuff is instinctual by men? I mean, we just naturally, fathers naturally do what fathers do. I mean, not perfect, but, you know, some of these things are instinctual, aren't they? We only got about 15 seconds left, so we ran out of time. Go ahead.
A great many of the things that mothers and dads, as we say, naturally do are definitely instinctual, and they're both important. It's just that either one to a situation becomes a vice.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you...